Welcome to day 287. We are up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, and we're continuing to discuss the combination of two or more doughs and whether they are mitzaref, whether they combine to create the obligation to separate challah. So says the Mishnah, Shnei Kavim. Imagine you have two different batches of dough made out of, let's say, wheat flour. Of course, wheat flour is chayav to have challah separated from it, except that we also know that you need the minimum shear of a kav and a quarter in order to be obligated. And in this case, each batch is less than that. Each one is just a kav. So of course, if they were combined, if it was two kavim, then you would be chayav. But in this case, they're not directly combined. Instead, v'kav orez or kav truma be'emtza, combining the two, touching it on both sides, the bridge between the two is dough made out of rice flour, which we know is not chayev in challah because it's not one of the five grains, or truma flour, truma dough, I'm sorry, which is also not chayev in challah. So again, you have these two kavim of wheat flour on either side, but combining the bridge between the two is a flour, is a dough that is not chayev in challah. Einan mitzdarfin, the Mishnah says. They do not combine. That something that is not obligated in challah cannot join two other things that are obligated in challah to create that chiyav, and therefore they do not combine. But, davar shenitla chalasa b'emtza. But, if let's say you have something that is generally chayav in challah, let's say you have another batch of wheat flour in the middle, of dough made out of wheat flour, but it already had challah separated from it. Mitzdarfin, that does combine the pieces of the other doughs. Shekvar nischayav b'challah, because at some point, that middle dough was chayav in challah. So it's true that just like in the case of rice flour, in this case, the bridge is not chayav and challah, but the difference is that in this case, the latter case, it was chayav and challah at one point. It was just already separated. I remember Rav Ari Leibowitz once pointed out that it's very similar to the halacha of yatza motzi, where there's some areas of halacha that even though you fulfilled your obligation in something, you can still help others fulfill their obligation. You still be motzi others. Kiddush is one example. Of course, kiddush matters what the level of obligation is for each person involved in the process, but at least in theory, if you already made kiddush, you are allowed to make for others, even though you don't have an obligation right now, but at one point you did, and therefore you're allowed to be motzi others. Same thing in this case, where you have this middle piece of dough that, because at one point it was chayev to have chal separated from it, even though it already had chayev, it already had the chal separated from it, and therefore it's no longer chayev right now, it still can combine the other doughs to create the necessary shear. That is Mishnah Gimel. Says Mishnah Dalet, Kav Chadash, V'Kav Yashan, Shenash Guzabazah. Imagine, again, a Kav of Chadash and Yashan. Chadash is dough made out of flour from the previous year, and Chadash is from the new year. We learned already that you are not allowed to separate one onto the other. You need to separate Chadash and Yashan and Yashan, meaning each year you have to only separate from that year to cover things from that year. It can't go from one year to the other. So imagine you have now a Kav of each, which generally cannot combine, but they're Nashka Zebazah. They're like biting each other. They're really connected. So Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yitol Min Emtzi, he says something very pretty tremendous. He says, actually, they would combine, even though you're not allowed to separate one to cover the other, they would combine, and yitol ma'emtza. You just have to take you have to separate challah from the middle so that you're grabbing from both. Meaning, even though you can't take one to cover the other, they still will combine in order to create the minimum shear. You just have to make sure you take challah from each. The chachamim osrim. The chachamim say, no, you're not allowed to do that. Osrim, by the way, that language doesn't sound like you're not allowed to. It just says that they prohibited it. So it sounds like what they're saying is that mida oraisa, and this is what the mefarshim point out, mida oraisa, you would be allowed to do what Rabbi Yishmael said, but chachamim said don't do it because most people won't pick up on the nuance of you separating from the middle and separating from each one. They're just going to assume, oh, I must be able to separate Yashan and Chadash. I must be able to combine them. It must be allowed to cover one for the other, and therefore they might do it themselves, which is not the halacha. So therefore, Chum said, better not to do that. Instead, you can take from other dough. You have other Yashan dough to cover that dough, and other Challah dough to cover that dough. Finally, the Mishnah says, Hanotel Challah min Hakav. We know you're not supposed, you're not chayiv to separate challah from something less than a kav and a quarter. But let's say someone did. Let's say someone separated challah from just a kav of flour, which again is not enough for the shear. What is the status of that which the person separated? Is it challah or is it not? Rabbi Akiva Omer challah. Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, you weren't chayiv, but it still is challah. That which you separated has the status of challah. The Chum Omerim Einim challah. The Chum say it is not challah. The Bar Tanura says that there's another way of understanding this, that it's not just on its own, but it's if you go back later, well, let's say you have a kav and you separate a challah, and then you go back and add more to that dough, so now it's chayav and challah lemafre, retroactively, Rabbi Akiva would say that retroactively that challah counts, and Rechum would say no, at the time that you separated it, it was still not enough. But the general way of understanding it is just very simply that if you have a kav, you have less than a shear, and you separated challah, does that challah have the status of challah? And Rabbi Akiva says yes, and Rechum say no. That is Mishnah Dalet. We'll continue Mishnah Hay tomorrow.